Hey, it's Tax Quips Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Taufik in the Tax Quips Forum with questions. He says, can I deduct my qualified medical expenses and other deductions if I used HSA funds to pay them? And where can I find health insurance that specifically qualifies as an HSA? Well, Taufik, Rita Lewis, our enrolled agent in Connecticut, explains that you can't double dip. If you paid the cost from your health savings account, you may not also claim the itemized deduction. Rita says by using the HSA contribution, you're taking deductions that would otherwise be reduced by 7.5% of your adjusted gross income or may not even be deductible. You're getting a pretty good tax benefit. Your next question is, where do you find eligible health insurance? And that's a good question. In the beginning, when HSAs were first introduced, I was writing about them and I only found one company. Coverage was very hard to find, but no longer. eHealth Insurance immediately started gathering information for you. They got on the ball and they built an area of the website that's specifically designed to help you find an HSA plan. Now, I want you to know this is a commissionable link, but I use their services when looking for medical and health care plans as well. Now, your HSA plan needs two components. HSA actually stands for two different things. There's the bank account, which is the health savings account, and the insurance coverage, which is the health savings arrangement, both HSAs. And they both have to meet the standards and definitions of the HSA rules. Although it took a while for the insurance companies to get the plans created and approved, within about a year after the law was passed, most insurance companies had developed approved plans. You'll be able to shop at eHealth Insurance and find plans that your doctors accept. Now, I want you to understand that the two most important features of the health plan, at least to me and probably to you, are, one, that the hospital of your choice is a participant in the plan you select, and two, that the key physicians, the people that care for you, your general practitioner at the very least, and any key specialists, accept the plan. So start by asking each of them what coverages they accept, and then look for an HSA plan they both accept. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about health savings arrangements and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.